What's good, everybody? And welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Spotify. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into an In My Mind / Word Around the Campfire. Before we get into that, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. You can check me out on my link tree, which has all my TikTok, social media, all that stuff. You can check out my teespring.com or spring.com and check out all the cool Late for the Party merch. The link will be in the description once I upload everything up to the YouTube channel, so everything should be good to go. So tell a friend, tell a foe, let everybody know that this is how we do at Late for the Party. Didn't rhyme it this time, but it's all to the great. So cut to the chase, let's get into it. We're going to talk about all the stuff that's been going on in the gaming community, which has been gravitating around Harada talking about, well, people tripping about how there's not enough black representation in Tekken, in the new game of Tekken 8. Oh, there's no Eddie Gordo. Forgot the person on X sitting there talking about, oh, we're not having enough black representation, and that they're actually, there's no Eddie Gordo. And those who may or may not know, Eddie Gordo is a Brazilian capoeira fighter who pretty much uses capoeira as his fighting techniques, which is pretty much like dance movement and everything and whatnot. And he first came out in Tekken 3. So far he's been, so far DLC and thus far for Tekken 8, which I will bring up in a few moments. Before I do that, first of all, this person was tripping about the fact that there was no representation, there's not enough black representation. Now, clearly they don't understand that there's two black, out of all the characters that are in Tekken 7 or 8, I don't care about representation, as long as the fucking game is dope, you know? Okay, first order of business was the fact that if one person had a character, a black character that was the stereotypical type character, to where either there was a thug, or like, now we're just coming to the point to where it's like, now it's just representation. Oh, there's not enough black characters in set video game. And I'm like, be happy we got characters in the game. I don't care about representation. And neither did Harada, for that matter. Let me pull that up for you. So, he was sitting there talking about how, he put on a tweet that the person that was complaining about Eddie Gordo not being in the game in the first, in the starting lineup of Tekken 8, he was saying, and I quote, oh, there's not enough representation, and like we need more black character. Like, dude, there's quite a few black characters in game already as is. I mean, and that's fine. You got Leroy Smith, you got Raven, you got quite a few folks already in the game. But you guys are tripping every chance you get. And it's like, you can't please none of these people. And I'm a black man, and I'm getting sick and tired of all this, oh, we want representation. And it's funny to me, because it's like, when did it ever become so important to have characters who look like, oh, there's not enough of it? Like, does it really matter as long as the game is fun? If there was a few characters in the game, like, I bet money that half of y'all don't even know who was the first black character in Tekken really was anyway. You know? Shit, riddle me that if y'all actually remember who was the first black character in Tekken. I know. And which one did he come out in? But it's sad because you got half of these keyboard warriors who couldn't even stand up to their bullies in high school, but they want to be on the internet talking shit about, oh, representation and whatnot. And it's like, come on, bro. Like, do you even care? Half of y'all don't even play that set fucking character. And then, sad part is, the sad part is, he brings him out as season one DLC, and then these assholes got the nerve to sit here and complain about his freaking dreads just because they decided to give him the Killmonger dreads and whatnot. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of them are right that ever since Killmonger got the dreads, the Killmonger dreads and everything, every other video game from Echo, from League of Legends, from Prince of Persia, to a lot of other video games, even Baptiste from freaking Overwatch has got this hairstyle. And I'm like, so? Like, don't get me wrong. Look, the one thing that annoys me about this whole thing about representation and all that stuff, okay, I'm bald. I don't care. I'm a black man. I'm bald. Look, I'm happy that Eddie Gordo's back. He looks fucking cool to me. Alright, he's still got dreads. So why the fuck are you guys complaining? You know, like, why are you guys complaining so fucking much about his hair? He's in the fucking game. Who cares? You guys are putting in so much stock and shit that doesn't even, it's not even fucking necessary. You know, Eddie Gordo's in the game, and all these folks complaining, y'all clearly undermining that freaking Leroy has dreads too. So, I mean, I kind of understand why the dynamic of, okay, you got two guys who have similar hairstyles of similar dread hairstyles, so they decided to change Eddie Gordo's and leave shorten his dreads and leave freaking Leroy's dreads alone. It makes sense to me. I mean, who cares? Is Eddie Gordo still gonna play like Eddie Gordo? He's still got dreads and whatnot. Did anybody have that same energy when Paul Phoenix freaking changed his hair? He doesn't have the skyscraper high top anymore. Did anybody complain about that? Nope. I mean, hell, Hollerang went through so many changes with his hairstyle. They gave him literally the fucking bun, the dad bun that freaking Ken had in freaking Street Fighter V, which honestly it looks 10 times better on Hollerang. I give props. Like, Hollerang is probably the most handsomest freaking fighter in the damn game, which oddly enough to say that, but damn near every girl on freaking social media is in love with Hollerang right now. And that's fine. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, there has to be some kind of adjustments to where, like, the characters have to grow and change at some point in time. To some degree. I mean, it may not be a full change, but, like, their hairstyle, like, even when Ryu wound up getting the beard in Tekken 6, I mean, in Street Fighter 6, sorry, I was cool with that. I just didn't like how he still looks like a hobo, but they just gave him a freaking robe, and he still looks like a hobo. You know, it's like, bruh, like, come on now. Is the game gonna be fun? That's what you should have, or should all that matter? Is freaking Eddie Gordo gonna be a fun game player to character to play? That's my whole thing. Why even complain? But it's like every chance someone gets where they want to sit here talking about, oh, we need representation. Look, I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. I should have brought some water, But honestly, this is the complaint. This is the issue I've been having in general with everything that's been going on in media in general. And the sad part is the situation going on with representation is kind of polar opposite when it comes down to the movies and whatnot. Like, if you want representation in film or anything like that, then, like, create your own new character while you're trying to reinvent the wheel. And I'll talk about that later on in the later segment, but in this situation, when it comes down to video games and comic books and, like, even cartoons and in some degree movies as well, when you have characters or when you got a character and you're sitting here worrying about what representation is, when this character has nothing to do anything to pertain with you or you alone, why are you so worried about what this character looks like and what not looks like? And this is the problem that's going on in the West when it comes down to media in general. Like, they're making, I'm sorry, I'm going to be 100% honest with you, they're making half of these females in video games look like fucking truck drivers. They're not attractive. You're worried about females' boob size or whatever, and you're making them look so unattractive. You're making them look more manly. And then when the model or the character, whoever they're being modeled from, don't even look like who they are in the game. Look up Fable in all these other games and see, like, side by side, but they trip about the girl who's modeling the girl from the game Stellar Blade, But the girl looks exactly like who the character is in the game. Frame and all. But they're tripping about that. Like, I couldn't find the list of what he was talking about, but I'll just go off the fly. He's like saying, Harada was saying, in my words, he was saying specifically that, why are you tripping about representation? Do I come, like, as long as I've been alive, do I ever come at all the movies, American movies that I loved and watched, didn't have all Japanese, didn't have Japanese representation? Why should it even matter? Is the movie good or not? Is the story good or not? Is the game good or not? You know what I'm saying? And it's the creator's decision to do whatever the fuck he wants. It's whatever he created. And this is, and it's a segueing to talking about representation. Like, the problem is with all the stuff that's going on the side of Marvel and Disney and some of the comic book properties, it's like, oh, we need representation. Okay, if you want representation so bad, why are you changing regular and other IPs to fit your standards? You know, you get all these people who don't care about, like, the writers who care about the characters in, like, all these DC and Marvel movies, but you don't give a two shits, but you worry about representation in a fucking video game? Like, dude, if you want, and this is what I say, if you want your own set character in a video game or any kind of media, then you sit there and create whoever you want to create in your fucking image. Like, you want a gay superhero? Okay, make a gay superhero. Or if you're going to write a story with a gay superhero in hand, all right, don't change a person who's already been in, like, a story, and you want to change that person gay when you already have a gay character there that none of you ever use. That's my biggest problem. That's my problem right there. Because you so worry, hell-bent on talking about representation, oh, this, the, like, oh, the girl is too attractive, and she's all skimpy wearing all this. So? Is the game fun? I don't want the game to look real. I don't need realistic properties. Oh, the girl has to have fucking stretch marks or whatever, and she's lopsided, or the dude, or, like, and the sad part is it's always gravitating around females. When Cyberpunk had Keanu Reeves and Idris Elba, sponsored the game, and they're in the game, I might add, they look like their characters in real life. They look exactly like them. But the girl from IGN, Alana Pearson, I think it was Alana Pearson. No, was not Alana Pearson. That was not her from IGN. But she was in the game. But she was in the game. I forgot her name already, but she's got color hair. She got an accent on her. I forgot her name already. Damn. Yeah, I forgot her name already. Damn. But she was in the game. And she was in the freaking game and she didn't even look nothing like her. It's so weird. Like, most of the girls who are doing work for, like create characters in video games, they don't even really look like themselves. But this is the difference between playing the East Coast video games, like producers like Terada and Tekken 8 and Stellar Blade and whatnot. Like, you don't hear them crying about this shit, only here in the West. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, okay, for instance, oh, there's not a lot of black representation. Okay, in Thor Ragnarok. Why is there a black girl in Norse mythology? Somebody riddle me that. Like Asgardians and like Norse gods and Vikings and whatnot. I don't remember a black girl even remotely being close to that. And I followed Norse mythology. But yeah, it's just weird. It's just, I don't understand how people can be so worried about why there's no like, I don't know. I mean, it didn't make any sense. Black girl being in a Norse video game. I mean, it's kind of crazy. The closest thing that was even remotely to be a black god in Norse mythology was Surtur. But Surtur wasn't even black. I mean, he was literally like, his body was on fire damn near. Like, he wasn't even classified as black. He was just dark. But, I don't know. It's just the complaints and hearing all these folks and what, it's just baffling to me, because it's like, you guys are complaining about the wrongest of shit. Like, is the shit fun? Is it gonna be hiding behind a DLC wall where you gotta come out of pocket for all these characters every chance they get? Is the video game fully completed? Is the story good? Is Marvel or DC ever gonna, like, come out of this fucking slump Is DC got a chance to where James Gunn is going to rewrite history to where there could actually be a good fucking DC movie? Is Marvel going to stop pushing out is Disney going to start pushing out this propaganda of woke fucking representation bullshit because all they're doing is checking off boxes of, oh yeah, we need enough black people we need enough Latinos, or we need enough deaf girls who ate ice cream and whatnot, and there's not enough, and she's beating up Daredevil. That's another story I'm going to get into later on, but oh my God, it's just, I don't understand, man. I think that's the problem. I think social media, they gave way too many people the ability to make their opinion, and it makes it feel valid. And now everybody's all bundled up together, and it's like, where all this energy was years ago when, because maybe none of that shit didn't matter. Everybody had like a thick layer of skin. If you wanted characters to actually give a shit about, I can tell you right now, I'm a black man, and top five of my favorite characters in DC and Marvel and fucking video games, most of them weren't even black. Ta-da! I mean, hey, I love Static and Icon. Those were my top, like Static, Icon, Nightwing, Superman. And who else did I like? See, that's another topic for another day, but I like them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I like them dudes. That was my shit. But Muggs is just like complaining and whining, and they become whiny little, I'm sorry, y'all become whiny little bitches, bruh. Y'all tripping about Eddie Gordo's fucking hair. He's Brazilian, not even black. He's Brazilian. And y'all trip about his hairstyle where he had the Killmonger. I hate to burst your bubble. The closest person who had that hairstyle back in the day was Sean Matsuda. He had the dreads looking like that too, but they were slicked back more than like cocked to the side. Who cares? As long as he has his dreads. You know, representation. Like, I mean, other than Kenny from Maximilian Dude's Camp, shout out to him and Kenny. I like Eddie Gordo's new design. He looks sick as fuck. You know, I mean, why even complain? Hell, one, you were complaining about, oh, there's not enough representation with black people. Where's Eddie Gordo? You finally get Eddie Gordo, and you're tripping about his fucking hair. Look, honestly, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I'm happy that Harada is just ignoring these motherfuckers. He just told them straight out, like, look, Raven and fucking Leroy will kick your ass. And then on top of that, why does it even matter? Like, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter at all. You, who have nothing to do with anything, you don't even care about the character enough to, like, do you even want to play him as much? Who was that guy that I was watching this morning, and he was sitting here, I'm pissed, just because of his hair? Because of his hair. Who cares? He still has dreads. You know what I'm saying? The dude still has dreads. Why even complain? You're complaining about shit that has nothing, like, it doesn't even hold weight. You're just arguing to argue. Oh, he doesn't have, what was his name? Lotus Asakura. Chirping about, oh, his hair, he doesn't have hair. Another dude I'm on TikTok. Oh, I'm pissed because Eddie Gordo's hair is like, because everybody's giving him the freaking Killmonger hairstyle. Okay, that was the latest theme, the latest thing. Okay, good. He still has dreads. I mean, shit, I would have complained if he had like a high top fade. Or if they gave him a bald head like myself. Is Eddie Gordo dope? Is that, that's all I need to know. That's all y'all need to know. Okay, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be some kind of way to where you could put his old hairstyle on his, with, onto the game anyway. Why are y'all complaining? Y'all sound like a bunch of, like, oh, I want my ice cream. Like, eat your fucking food. Shit, damn. Stop complaining so much. Y'all sitting here fighting fights that don't need to be fought. You know, is the game gonna be fucking good? That's all that matters to me. You know, I don't care about all this representation bullshit and, oh, this gotta be this way and, oh, no, I need this and, like, no the fuck you don't. Half of y'all don't even play this fucking video game. And y'all are so quick on a jump, quick on a draw to jump on a bandwagon because y'all can't even think for yourselves. Oh, all of a sudden, then you're gonna, all these soy boys and, truck driving females sitting here talking about, oh, representation matters. Since when? And the thing is, y'all so freaking lazy to where y'all so quick on the draw to change an IP to fit a standard when y'all don't even have the creativity to create your own freaking character. But you got the nerve to sit here and complain about a character that's been around as long as you've been alive, and he's been doing this thing since. Like, Eddie Gordo came out in Tekken 3 when I was still in fucking high school, or junior high, high school. I was 16, I think. But y'all complaining so much. Y'all need to shit or get off the pot, bro. I'm sick and tired of folks, all this stuff, and it's just making it not fun anymore. Y'all taking the fun away because y'all want to make things, like, I don't want real life in video games. I don't want real life in comic books. Hell, I don't even want real life in movies. That's why I watch this shit, to escape reality. And you're complaining. You're complaining. That doesn't make any sense to me on any level whatsoever. And y'all acting real fucking silly about that shit. But I digress from my point, y'all. That, like, I'm going to get off the hook because, like, I just, oh, God, yep, just half talking to half of y'all talking about this stuff, and half of y'all make my brain cells hurt. I'm going through my well of information. I can't go through nothing without cringing because half of y'all sit here complaining about the littlest, smallest bullshit, minuscule situation. Oh, we don't have enough representation. Oh, now his dreads are messed up. I'm mad. oh, she's too pretty. She's too skinny and skimpy. Her breasts are too big. Like, bruh. Shut up. God, it's out here looking all sad. Going out sad and shit. With this... It doesn't represent me. Man, shut up. Half y'all couldn't even stand up to y'all 6-year-old bullies in y'all neighborhood, but you want to be on the internet talking shit. For real. Seriously. Getting on my damn nerves. I swear. Look, man, I'm getting off the hook on this shit. Y'all annoying as fuck. And I like to hear somebody say some shit on my damn podcast and say some stuff. I can't wait to hear all this stuff on the comments. Because y'all are part of the damn problem. Anyway, I'm going to get off the hook. Y'all just pissed the madman off. All right, either way, I'm going to get off the hook. Have a good night, y'all. Please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. I'll leave the link up to my link tree up on the description once I upload. You can check me out on all forms of social media, TikTok. Let's up these followers up and everything. I gotta do a review eventually on Armor Core 6. And like, let's make games fun again. You know, let's make comic books fun again. You know? Let's make media fun again. Like, stop with all this realistic shit. It's just annoying as fuck. I'm serious. You know what I'm saying? Either way, I'm going to get off the hook, you guys. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, a.k.a. Coverboy. Also known as the Madman, Harry LaBrea. Signing off, as always, you guys. You're always on time when you're late for the party.